Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambit Land. My name is David Nunez, and I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas. It is my privilege and honor to be your host on the Ambit Energy Sunday Night Business Builder call. We're going to go ahead and get started in just a few seconds, but before we do, just want to just thank you guys for taking time off your Sunday. I know Sundays is family day, but congratulations for taking just a few minutes of your time on Sunday evening, because I know for some of you out there in the Northeast, it's already 10 o'clock. So thank you for making that investment in yourself and for your family to have that success that you so desire in Ambit Energy. So my name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant, Edinburgh, Texas. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to introduce our featured speaker for this evening. He's somebody that I've grown a great relationship with him over the years. He's just an amazing speaker. He has an amazing story, has won several accolades throughout Ambit Energy, Pacesetter Award many times over. He also wears one of those beautiful yellow jackets, which means that he's made well over $1 million in Ambit Energy. So please, if you haven't gotten have a pen and paper in front of you, please take notes. You do not want to miss this. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my dear friend, executive consultant, coach, Alan Johnston. Coach, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, David, and I appreciate that introduction. It is an honor to share this call with you. I thank the world of you and excited for all the success that you've created for yourself down there in Edinburgh. And I want to thank everybody for taking some time out of their Sunday night to come and listen to an old redneck here in Tyler, Texas that is you know, I'll just say this real quickly. I had to pinch myself periodically that I'm involved in a direct sales company because I was the guy that never would do them. A lot of you have heard me say this before. Maybe some of the things I'm going to say repeatedly, but I swore off direct sales that I would never do them. I had so many opportunities to look at everything, and I would never do it. A lot of times I'd go to the opportunity meetings and sit in the back, and as soon as it was over with, I'd walk out. I was helping a friend fill a seat, and it was a chance encounter that I had the opportunity to look at Ambit Energy in the first point. Literally sitting at my house one night, I was a basketball coach for 30 years, and I was watching a game film. And our landline rang, and I took the landline, and I'm not even sure if we all had cell phones. Maybe a lot of you don't understand the salaries that teacher and coaches make in Texas, but, you know, those things like that, we just didn't have a lot of 13, 14 years ago. But my landline rang, and I took the call, and it was a voice I had not heard from since high school. And they invited me to our high school reunion. And I was excited to do that and go back and see a lot of the friends that I hadn't seen since graduating, because I graduated and was lucky enough to go off and play college basketball and then graduate from college and go start my coaching career. So I didn't hang around my hometown after we graduated. And I asked Regina Gale what she had been doing, and she told me that she a little bit about her life and that she got involved in a business called Ambit Energy and that I should take a look at it. And I remember saying, well, is that one of those home-based business deals? She said, yes. And I said, I don't do those things. Hope you make $1 million. And I got off the phone. And so about a month later, I got a notification that it was the deadline to call in to verify whether or not we would be attending our high school reunion. And there were several of my classmates taking those calls on that last night. And ironically enough, Regina answered my call. And I asked her some kind of rude questions, but I asked her and I said, you have three children? She said, yes. I said, they're all in college? She said, yes. I said, you're a single parent? She said, yes. I said, do they live with you? She said, no, I live in Houston. They live in Nacogdoches and attend Stephen F. Austin. And this was the rude thing, but I'm glad I said this. I said, how in the world do you afford three college educations at one time? And she laughed and said, remember, you don't do these things. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And she said, I'm coming to Nacogdoches to see the kids in a few weeks. Tyler's only an hour and 15 minutes further. I'll come up and I'll show you what I'm doing. And I said, that sounds good. I'd like to catch up with you. Come on. So she came and I had literally the most pessimistic, I'm not going to say negative, but pessimistic attitude going into the meeting. And I asked her one favor before she ever came. I said, okay, let's meet, but promise me one thing. She said, what's that? Don't come show me one of those businesses where people can make that stupid money. Make it realistic. She said, what do you mean by stupid money? I said, to me, that's $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. She laughed. She said, I'll see you in a few weeks. So the day came around, she came. I'm like, I tell people all the time, I left my wallet out in the truck. I went in and I took a look at it, and there were a few things that resonated with me personally. One, everybody uses it. You've all heard that. Two was the compensation plan. Now, when she popped up that you could make $10,000, $11,000, $13,000 a month, I didn't like that at all because that was not comprehensible. But what I did appreciate is stereotypically in almost all direct sales companies, the people who get in first always make more than the people below them. And that was a question at the end of the meeting. And my question was simply that. If I get in, can I surpass the people above me financially? Not saying that I will, but is it that fair of a compensation plan? She very quickly said yes. I took some time to investigate it, to kind of crunch some numbers on my own, and I saw that that was true. You promote your business. You control your business. You control your destiny. You work your business as hard as you want to work your business. So that night, I walked in a pessimist, and I walked out an independent consultant of Ambit Energy, and I got started. At that same meeting was a couple of my assistant coaches and a former athletic director. That night, two of my two assistants signed up, and my former athletic director signed up. And unbeknownst to me, my former athletic director went home, and he signed up his three children and his brother. I got a notification that I was a regional consultant a couple of days later, and I had no idea what a regional consultant was. Right place, right time. That was the kickstart of it. Then I started making the phone calls that we're all told to make. I made my list, and it was a heavy list, and I started making the calls. And I got very discouraged because I went 0 through 32 until I got the first person to say yes and join me in the business. And I was off to the races again. Except there was a problem. I went 34 through 53 before I got my second yes. So people, I'm so good at this, I went 2 out of my first 54. But see, I never gave up. And the reason I never gave up and I wasn't going to give in is simply because of one waning reason. And that was why I even ever started Ambit Energy in the first place. My wife, Leanne, and I were both, as I said earlier, coaches and teachers. We were, you know, the good Lord gives us what we needed. But we had a daughter and a son, and we still have a daughter and a son. But at that time, our daughter, Rachel, was close to getting her driver's license, and she wanted a car. And to be quite honest with you, we needed her to have a car. In our coaching and teaching responsibilities, it was hard to run away from a school day or a workout time to get our kids to where they needed to be. We were doing it. Somehow we were figuring it out, but it would be a lot easier if Rachel had a vehicle and she could take care of taking her brother and herself where they needed to go. And Rachel was on me, like all of us did back when we were 15 years old, moving into that 16th year of life, dreaming and wanting a car. And she'd bring it up all the time. I did not tell her I was doing this little part-time job because I really didn't have a lot of time for Ambit. Like you guys, I was working 80 hours a week. I started Ambit in the middle of basketball season. I didn't want to start. I was going to wait till after the season was over with. But something told me to get started that night. As a matter of fact, I'll interject this. I started on a Wednesday night. The next morning, I had my basketball team on a bus going to Dallas for a three-day, two-night basketball tournament. And I remember driving down I-20 with my head in my hands thinking, what have you done? Santa Claus is going to be here in a few weeks, and I just spent $458.08 of what we don't have. Yes, whenever I started Ambit, it was $458 to be an independent consultant of Ambit Energy. A little side note is how our corporate office has always done things to benefit us. And a lot of people don't think that all the time. They, as you know, they moved the price down to $100. Back then it was $458 to get started. My wife was beside herself because being a coach and a teacher, we hadn't done a lot of Christmas shopping at that time. They hadn't had time to do that. And I told her I spent that money. Ooh, was she mad. But we got the money back in there. We got going. And I swore it didn't seem like this thing was going to work because nobody was joining us. And then things started happening. Yeah, I went 2 out of my first 54. But then all of a sudden, some of those people that had told me no, like number 6 and number 13 and number 21, they started coming back around because things were starting to happen. During that time, during that first few months, every Wednesday was our short workout day. I would go over to a local apartment complex and use their clubhouse, and I'd walk in with a screen and a slide and a projector and my laptop, and I'd set it up, and I'd get there about an hour before everybody was to be there. I had the sign-in sheet at the door, and then I'd stand there and I'd watch, you know, and it got dark early then. And I'd watch cars come down the road, and I'd think, okay, here comes somebody. Car keep going by. Then a car would pull in to where I was at, and I'd get excited, and I'd go move over by the door to greet them, and the people would get out of the car and walk past me because they were checking their mail at that apartment complex. My friends, I bet, I don't remember exactly, but I can tell you that somewhere around 10 to 12 of my first meetings I set up for, I was the only one that showed up. But every day, I made a phone call. Every day, I followed up with somebody. And every time there was a chance to get on something and try to hear from someone that had gone before me and been through the things I had been through, I would listen. And I'd pay attention, and I would follow their lead. And I would try to duplicate what they were doing. As a matter of fact, I'll admit this to you. When I got started, I didn't have time to learn the system. But what I did is I played over and over and over the video that Ambit had at the time, which was Carlos Marin and his wife, Ceci, doing the opportunity meeting. And I'd put the PowerPoint up there, and I would say verbatim what Carlos and Ceci said in the video. I didn't know what I was doing. What I did know is I had my hands on something that was going to get my daughter a car. What I did realize is my summers of hauling hay, my summers of teaching driver's ed, my summers of doing basketball camps, my summers of painting houses and building fences, that wasn't going to be enough to get our daughter a car. But this Ambit Energy would be. I had 16 months to reach that goal. And on our daughter's 16th birthday, we gave her a car. What was shocking to Leanne and I both was we paid for it in full at the dealership. No monthly loans, nothing. And then there's Caleb, and they're 16 months apart. And what Leanne and I have always done for one child, we've always done for the other. So I instantaneously had another reason to keep doing Ambit. And on Caleb's birthday, we gave him a truck that once again we wrote the check in full at the dealership for. A blink an eye, and our daughter's graduating from high school, and she's going to the University of Oklahoma. People are continuing to turn on their air conditioners turn on lights, turn on televisions, charge cell phones, turn on lamps, abuse and use electricity, and I'm continuing to work with people so they can meet their goals. And 4 years later, Rachel graduates from the University of Oklahoma completely debt-free, no student loan, no financial aid, no nothing. During her sophomore year, Caleb graduates from high school and heads to Nacogdoches to go to Stephen F. Austin. 4 years later, he graduates, no debt, no nothing. Then he decides during his senior year that he wants to go to law school. All I did was start increasing the number of phone calls I'm making because of how much they charge to become a lawyer. Caleb graduated from law school last May. My daughter is now working in Dallas. Our son is practicing law in Houston. And as I sit in my living room tonight in my easy chair, my wife is in Israel in the Holy Land, visiting the grounds that our father walked and taught, that we learn from every single day of our life to this day. And she's over there on an incredible trip of a lifetime because of Ambit Energy. Trust me, it's not because of teaching and coaching income. She's over there because every single day people leave to go to their job and they leave things on in their house using electricity. And I don't say these, all this stuff that I'm mentioning to you in an arrogant way. I'm mentioning to you because you have that same opportunity. Everybody on here has got the same opportunity if you'll just get after it. I mean, I don't know how many of y'all paid attention to the Super Bowl this year, but I watched it. I watched it primarily because I got intoxicated by the wide receiver of the Los Angeles Rams, this Cooper Kupp. And I think about people like him at becoming the best of the best in their industry. And most of you might probably already know his story. He never was recruited by a college football team. He had zero offers. He went and made his own way. He worked his tail off so that he could get a chance to play at the collegiate level, a dream of his. You guys, he won the Triple Crown this year in the NFL for wide receivers. Most receptions, most receiving yards, most touchdowns. He was named the MVP, offensive MVP of the NFL this year, and then he capped it all off by winning the MVP of the Super Bowl game. This young man, not too long ago, graduating from high school with a dream of playing in a college level, a big-time college program, had absolutely no offers. But he made his mind up, and he worked at it so that he could walk on and get a chance to play college football. And now here it is. He's playing in the NFL, and he won the Triple Crown, the Offensive Player of the Year, and the Super Bowl MVP because he was focused on what he wanted. He had a dream. He had an aspiration. He had goals. He had a why, if you will, just like all of us have. I get all out there. I heard a lot of you getting on here, introducing yourself and naming the name of a team that you're on. And I'm from the old school. I believe that we're all on Team Ambit. And in our little group over here that I've had the pleasure of working with some of the most phenomenal people that are directly associated with me. And we call ourselves Team 212. And people often ask me, what is 212? What's all that about? And I think for me, it was what I always coached my players to have the mentality of. I always used to tell my athletes, somebody somewhere is getting better than you right now. You have to be willing to do a little bit more. And most of you are familiar with the 212 story, but I want to share it with you just to make sure it resonates with everybody. You see, at 211 degrees, water will boil. At 212 degrees, steam occurs. And during westward expansion and the growth of America, we use the locomotive, the steam locomotive, to move mountains and create the Transcontinental Railroad. 212 degrees. You see, for you and me, and the right mentality is, if we're able just to do a little bit more, we can move mountains ourselves. If you're willing to not sit around and worry about what you can't control, I tell my business partners all the time, the more no's you have here, the more no's you get, the more no's you face, the bigger your business is going to be. It's really easy to start this business and walk away from it. I've heard other top leaders say this, and I absolutely agree with it. Those are the two easiest things in Ambit. It's easy to start, and I hate to say it, for a lot of people, it's easy to stop. It's easy to walk away from. But for the people that walk away from them, and I'm not talking down on them, so please let me say that. But I honestly believe that the people that walk away from this business model, their why wasn't big enough to keep them in it. You know, we know that anything worth having is, it takes that incredible word work. Anything worth having to appreciate, it's work, it's a grind. And personally, I've seen a lot of my business partners come and go. And I've seen a lot of them go and do something else. You know, somebody said, well, I don't know why they're doing it, because the grass isn't greener on the other side. And I'm like, yeah, it's always got to be watered and mowed over there too. And countless people have gone and come back. A lot of people have gone and tried to do multiple things, but we really can't do that. We have to be focused. Right now, we're focused on family. We're focused on responsibility. We're focused on our main job. We're focused on covering our bills. We're focused on a lot of stuff that's going on in our lives, and I get that. But if you will find that extra degree, when you get home from work and you're tired, whenever the kids are pulling on your skirt saying, what's for supper, or you got to run little Sally Sue to soccer practice, or you've got to run to the grocery store, and you finally get home and you get your shoes off and you sit down in your easy chair and you just want to melt away, I'm challenging every one of you to find a little bit more. You've got it in you. Maybe turn the television off for 30 minutes. And I'd ask people that all the time. You don't have to. Ambit's not an 8-hour-a-day job. Ambit's not even a 4-hour-a-day job. Ambit doesn't have to be a 2-hour-a-day job. Again, I am not boasting or bragging. What I'm telling you is fact. That first 3 years that I was involved in Ambit Energy, I gave Ambit, on average, about 3 to 4 hours a week. That's all I had. I made a commitment that I wasn't going to miss my children's activities. I couldn't miss my responsibility at work. And because I was a public school teacher, our taxes was paying my income, and there was no way I could take that on campus with me. So what I did is I left my home every single morning, and I had that list on the console of my truck. And I knew who it was that I was going to be calling, who I was going to be following up with. Every single day I made those calls. Every single time people would forget how to answer their phone. Every single time people would tell me those things don't work, just like I did. But I kept going and kept going because I could not afford to give up on it. I got a 30-minute duty-free lunch. And if I was available during that lunchtime, then I'd make a call. And then on my ride home from work, I would make a call. That's a 15-minute commute. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Ask people if they have time. And I love calling people and saying, hey, Bob, are you busy or do you have a minute? Because I believe psychologically that's letting Bob know I need him for something. Well, Coach, I'm busy. I'm going into work. Bob, when can I catch you? When would be a good time for me to call you back? I got something I got to bounce off of you. He's going to set the appointment time. I'm going to call him back. I'm going to write it down. If he's free, then I'm going to tell him, Bob, I've got something I'm doing for my children, and I need your opinion of it. Your invitation needs to be your invitation. I would give you this advice. Study it, practice it, listen to it. Go to as many leaders as you can and bend their ear. Ask them questions. Take yourself some notes, and then go create your own model. Go create your own wording. You see, what's really important, my friends, and what's really key is that you're not robotic. We will all pick up on sincerity, and we will all pick up on fake, if you will. So when you speak to people, it's got to be your words. It's got to be coming from you. You've got to be the one that's saying what you want them to hear. There's no right or wrong to add, but the only wrong is not working it on a daily basis. And again, if it's 5 minutes that you have, then by golly, use 5 minutes. But my biggest challenge, again, is turn your radio off, turn your Bluetooth on, and make some phone calls. Make sure you take care of your customers. Your customers are an Ambit customer because you asked them to be a customer. You asked them to do you the favor. It is not Ambit's responsibility to let them know it's time to renew. It's ours. And you get to your customer account, you know, you'll get to 20, 25 or so, and then you don't need any more customers. Every now and then you may get one referred to you, but you don't have to worry about customers anymore. Focus on building your business. Focus on helping your team get to where they want to be. But you'll spend about an hour a year letting your people know it's time to renew. And a lot of you that have been around for a while, if you really want to upset somebody, don't let them know it's time to renew and let them slip over on a variable and then we're all going to hear about it. David, I appreciate this opportunity that Brian gave me to visit. And I cannot tell you again how much I appreciate your servant's heart. And it's been an honor to share the phone with you. God bless every one of you that it got on this call tonight. I hope something that I said resonates with you. And every one of you from New York to Pennsylvania to California to wherever you're listening in from, this Thursday night, Ambit Corporate is going to be in our hometown here, the Rose Capital of the World, Tyler, Texas. And they're going to do their winter tour here. It starts at 7:30 at the Holiday Inn on South Broadway. I would like nothing more than every one of you to come to Tyler and visit our beautiful city. God bless you. God bless every one of you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay working. Keep the faith. Thank you again, David.
Thank you so much, Coach. We really appreciate you taking time off your Sunday. And I really appreciate everything you do for the company, and I appreciate your friendship. So God bless you, and thank you so much again. And team, you guys heard it here from one of Ambit Energy's best. I am going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodnight to Coach Alan Johnston. So God bless you, and let's have a great week.